Today's share is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Be'ez and Be'ez at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Teaches us the Mishnah, Oiv Kacham Mevatel Avodah Kacham Shaloi. A Nochri has the ability to Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, Vishel Chaveroi. And he also has the ability to Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of somebody else. And the Ran explains that even if the Nochrim don't worship the same Avodah Zarah, the point is that they are both worshiping Avodah Zarah, and that is enough that he can be mevatel not just his own Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Zarah someone else also. However, Yisrael mevatel Avodah Kacham Shalav Kachavim, the Yisrael does not have the ability to be mevatel avodah zarah of a nachri, because as we learned previously on the Beis Aleph, actually the pasuk says psile el hayem, and we learn from that pasuk that only a nachri has the ability to mevatel avodah zarah, a yisrael does not. Continues the Mishnah, hamevatel avodah kachavim, of a nachri is mevatel avodah zarah, mevatel mishem sheha. Even if he did not do anything to be actively mevatel the things that served Avodah Zarah, the Mishamshim, explained the Ran, follow the actual Avodah Zarah. And since, as we're learning, the Avodah Zarah became bottle, the same halacha will apply to the Avodah Zarah itself. However, to the Mishamshim itself. However, if somebody was only mevatel the Mishamsheha, he's mevatel only the Mishamshim. Hamishamshim mutarim. The loch is that the mishamshim become mutter through that act of bittul. However, he asur the avodah zarah itself becomes asur. The sefer Shoshana Moldavid asks, why did the Mishnah have to say this halacha in the following manner? Why did the Mishnah just say that mevatel the avodah zarah mevatel the mishamshim and not vice versa? Says the Shoshana Moldavid that even the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even as he was being mevatel the mishamshin, he had in mind that with this act he wants to be mevatel the avodah zarah. So we might have thought, since he has this explicit intention, that should be enough to be considered an act of bittul on the avodah zarah. Teaches us the Mishnah that even though there was a very clear intention to mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and he was mevatel the Mishamshim, it won't be mevatel the Mishamshim. Begins the Gemara, Masnan le Rebbe, le Rav Shimon ber Rebbe. Rebbe taught to Rav Shimon ber Rebbe the following halacha. Ovid kachav mevatel avodah kachav shaloi v'shal chaveroi. And Ovid kachav can be mevatel his Avodah Zarah and the Avodah of Zarah of someone else. Amalei Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon said to him, Rebbe, and the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. As we just said, Rebbe was teaching his son, Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon here, we find, was addressing his father. And what we're learning here is that when he was addressing his father, the way he called his father was Rebbe, and he didn't call him Avi Meiri. So from here, it seems that the obligation of respect to a Rebbe is greater than the obligation of respect to a father, and therefore, as the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Metzia, because Aviv Hevi L'Chayim Hazeh, his father brings him to this world, the Rabbi Mevi L'Chayim Haba, and his Rebbe brings him to Chayim Haba. So since bringing to Chayim Haba, of course, is a higher level, that's why he called him by his Rebbe versus Avi Meiron. But there are those that disagree, because the Shach explains that under normal circumstances, one is better to call his father, who also happens to be his Rebbe, Avi Meiri, and not Rebbe. Only in this situation, where Rebbe was such a great individual, as the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Tas Amud Aleph teaches us, that the Moshe Rabbeinu ad Rebbe, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu until the time of Rebbe, the greatness of Rebbe was very unique. So therefore, in such a case, he called him Rebbe over calling him Avi. But in other situations, it would probably be better to call Avi Meiri versus Rebbe. And of course, the simplest pshat that I saw some suggest is that it really depends on what the father prefers. If the father prefers being called Avi, he should be called Avi. And if the father prefers being called Rebbe, then he should be called Rebbe. Every situation should be judged independently. So he said to him, Amalei, so Reb Shimon says to his father, Rebbe, Shenisalana b'yidei secha, you taught us when you were a young man that from our Mishnah, it seems that the Nochri only has the ability to mevatel the avodah zarah of another Nochri, but not the avodah zarah of Yisrael. But didn't you teach us that he has the ability even to mevatel the avodah zarah of Yisrael? The Yisrael asks the Gemara stops and asks, the Yisrael mikum mevatla, is it at all possible to mevatel the Vodazara of the Yisrael? The Pasuk says Vasam Besaser, and we learned from that in our previous year that the Vodazara of Yisrael requires Geniza, apparently teaching us that Bittel is not an option. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avchil Bereder of Alice, Lenitzchab. The Mishnah that Rebbe taught Reb Shimon when they were young, that a Nochri has the ability to mevatel the Vodazara of Yisrael, is Sheesh LeBeshutfus, when the Nochri has a partnership in that of Vodazara. So since he's able to mevatel his share, he could also be mevatel the share of the Nochri. But an Vodazara that belongs exclusively to Yisrael, that can't become bottle. And that, says the Gemara, that's what Rebbe taught him when he was young. And then he taught him, even if the Nochri has a partnership in the Avodah Zarah, he can't be mevatel the share of the Yisrael. He only has the ability to be mevatel his own, share. So ask the Gemara, obviously there was a change of psak here. And therefore the Gemara asks, but Yodusa Mikasover, what was his thinking when he was young, that he took this position that he can be mevatel if he's a partner? And now the Gemara wants to know what changed. It was a knusa mekasava. Why did he change when he got older? Says the Gemara, Yudusa Sav Yisrael Datu Davi Kacham Palach. Any Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, Rachman Tzlon, it's not because he's worshiping Avodah Zarah because that's what he believes in. The Nachram are worshiping the Avodah Zarah, so he wants to follow what they do, and therefore, if the Nochri would not partner with him in the Avodah Zarah, he would never worship it. The Kivan, and therefore, in a circumstance, when a Nochri is being mevatel his share in the Avodah Zarah, the Yisrael namim vatla, the share of the Yisrael also becomes bottle. However, it was Ignosai Sover, as he got older, he took the opinion, Yisrael dated the Nafshe Palach. Yisrael worships Avodah Zarah not because of the Nochri at all. Adat Nafshi Palach, it's his own feeling that makes him worship Avodah Zarah. And therefore, ki mevatel avi kacham de Nafshe, when the Nochri is mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, his share of the Avodah Zarah, the Yisrael lebatli, it has no connection to his share. The way the Rabbi explains the Gemara, the Yedusa he held a Nochri, a Yisrael will never worship the Avodah Zarah. If we find the Yisrael worshiping Avodah Zarah, it only must be because he's following what the Nochrim doing. It says the Gemara, Ekad Masnei Seifa. There are those that understand this discussion referring to the Sefer, the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, it's saying, Yisrael ein mevatel avod kacham shalev kachavim, that Yisrael has no ability to mevatel the avod zara of a Nochri, which the Gemara asks Pshita, because the halacha is that Yisrael does not have the ability to mevatel avod zara. The avod zara of Yisrael requires Geniza. To which Amar Avchil Bereder of Alice, like Nitzacha, El Shesh Le Beshutfus. The Mishnah that says that that a Yisrael can't be Mevatel Davai the Zara of a Nachri is when they have, the Yisrael and the Nachri have a partnership. The Kamash Malon, and that's what we're learning here. The Yisrael who delay Mevatel Davai Kachavim, that even though the Yisrael and Nachrim are partners in this Avodah Zarah, the Yisrael does not have the halachic ability to mevatel the shear of the Nachri, Avlev the Kachavim, the Nafshi mevatel. His own portion, he can be mevatel. That's the way Rashi learns. And many Mefarshim ask on Rashi's Pshat, what the Gemara means to say here now is that if you have an Avodah Zarah, which is a partnership of Yisrael and Nachri, the Yisrael can't do any bittel. The Nachri could do bittel on his shear, so how would that bittel be effective? It's still Avodah Zarah because of the portion that's owned by the Yisrael. So some want to suggest that, well, when they've dissolved the partnership, the Nachri takes his share, the Yisrael takes his share, and the Nachri's share will be bottled because he was Mevatelet. But that doesn't work because that would require relying on Breira, retroactive designation, and we don't say Breira by an Issa Deraisa. So therefore the Tosfos Rid says that we have to explain that the Nachri and the Yisrael have a shutfus, but the shutfus is a type of shutfus that each one of them has identified what part of the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Yisrael and what part of the Avodah Zarah belongs to the Nachri. And other Rishonim I saw explain that's referring to a situation where, again, everybody knows what's his share, and the Nachri went and sold his share now to Yisrael. So under normal circumstances, if it were Avodah Zarah, Yisrael may not buy an Avodah Zarah, but since the Nachri is selling his share, that sale would be a valid sale. Says the Gemara, Ikka d'Masalei B'raisa. There's a third version that has what Rav Hillel ben Raval is saying refers to a B'raisa. The B'raisa says, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, Oyim Avodah Kachavim Sh'Yisrael, Ein Lo B'Teilei Lomus. The Avodah Zarah of Yisrael can never be nullified. And now we want to understand my Olamus. What is meant with the word Olamus? To which Amar of Hillel B'Raisa Ravalis, L'Nitzchel Sh'yesh Lo'Avodah Kachavim Shutfus, that the Nachri and Yisrael have a Shutfus, have a partnership with the Avodah Zarah, the Ka Mashmalan, and we would have thought, as we learned earlier, that maybe the Yisrael is only worshipping Avodah Zarah because he's following the Nachri. And what we're learning here is that that is not the case. The Yisrael who's worshipping the Avodah Zarah is worshipping on his own. And since the Yisrael is worshipping the Avodah Zarah completely on his own, therefore that Avodah Zarah that he's worshipping on his own does not become bottle because of the bittel of the Nachri. The Kotzke says that Avodah Zarah Yisrael Eina B'Teila means that, what does bittel mean? Bittel means that till now it was something significant and now it becomes not significant. The Yisrael, what the Gemara means to say here, is Yisrael never considers Avodah Zarah significant. So since Yisrael never considers an Avodah Zarah something significant, so you only can be mevatel something which has significance. Something that doesn't have significance, you can never be mevatel. Says the Mishnah, now that we've learned that bittel is possible, ask the Mishnah, Ketz mevatel, has the bittel done? Says the Mishnah, cut the Rosh Oznoi, if you cut off the ear, Rosh Chaitma, you cut off the nose, Rosh Hatzpah, you cut off the fingers, Pachsa, if you smashed it, Abishlai Chisra, even if nothing of the Avodah Zarah is missing, it's still all these cases are examples of Bitla. And as the Rishonim point out, you don't have to cut off the entire Aver of the various Averim that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Even part cutting off is significant. The Rishonim also point out, why did the Mishnah have to bring three separate cases? So they explain that the Mishnah should be understood in a loizu afsu, that not only in a case where you cut off the ear, where it's very noticeable, but even if you cut off the tip of the nose, which is not that noticeable, and not only if you cut off the nose, which is somewhere which is open, but even if you cut off the finger, which is easily covered, the halacha is that in all these cases, there's considered a valid act of bittul. However, rak b'fanah, it once spit in front of the avodah zarah, hishtem b'fanah, or one urinated in front of the avodah zarah, or garra, or he schlepped it on the floor, zarek b'aseh tzoy, or he threw tzoy at waste at the avodah zarah. All these cases ena b'teila are not considered an act. All these cases are not considered an act of a bittul. And the reason is, explained the Rishonim, because all these things could only represent something which is temporary. And not that at that moment he got upset of the Avodah Zarah. But at this point, so therefore it's not considered act of bittul. But the Rishonim ask that we learned earlier that when there was discussion in the bathhouse that Gamliel went into, we learned that Gamliel said that one of the reasons he was allowed to go into the bathhouse that had an avodah zarah is because what do you do in a bathhouse? You stand there without any clothing and you urinate. So we see that Rabbi Gamliel held that doing these kind of acts in front of avodah zarah is a decent act of bittul. So how do we understand this Gemara? So Rishonim explained that what our Mishnah means to say is that if it's done in a temporary fashion, at one moment the Nachri got angry at the Avodah Zarah and did this, does not represent an act of bittul. But if we're in a situation where the Nachri is, as the case of the bathhouse was, where the Nachri was doing it on a regular basis, that's what's done all the time in a bathhouse, since it's done all the time in the bathhouse, a constant basis, that's why it's considered a act of bittul. The Sefer Machsheves Musar explains the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is teaching us a very important lesson as far as the way Nochrim behave. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is that Nochrim get angry, but it's all very superficial. And they, just because they get angry at the Avodah Zarah and they do something, it doesn't mean that it has any real relevance. Therefore, only when it's a very significant act is it considered an act of bittul. Machra, if the Nachri sold Avodah Zarah or Mishkanah, he gave it up for a pledge. Rebbe, I bittul. Rebbe considers it an act of bittul. The Chama hold it, loy bittul. Here too, the Rishonim debate, what does that mean? Does it mean that the Nachri gave the Avodah Zarah as a pledge for security? At what point will the bittul kick in? Some Rishonim suggest that at the moment the Avodah Zarah was given as security, that's the moment that it becomes bittul, because he shows that it's not something important to him, that he gave it away for a bittul. But most Rishonim disagree. And most Rishonim take the approach that it's only considered an act of bittul once the loan wasn't paid, and the conditions were that if the loan won't pay paid, then the security becomes the malvus. At that point, it's considered an act of bittul. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah spoke about a case where somebody banged at the Avodah Zarah, but nothing actual from the Avodah Zarah is missing. So ask the Gemara, Kalei Chisra, if nothing of the Avodah Zarah is missing but my bittul, how do we have an act of bittul? Says the Gemara, Omer of Zera, the Mishnah speaking about a case, Shepachs b'fanah, he banged in the face of the Avodah Zarah, and he ruined the face, and if even though nothing is missing, it's still considered a very serious act of bittul. We learned further in the Mishnah, Rak b'fanah, if he spit in front of it, Hishtem b'fanah, or urinated, and as we explained the Mishnah, even though he's showing that he's angry at the Avodah Zarah, it's all very temporary. Not immediately, that how do we see that this is just temporary? He's ultimately going to go worship the Avodah Zarah again. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, where the Pasuk discusses that from the people from the Aseres HaShvatim were worshipping Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk says they v'hoi kiyirav when they get hungry, v'skatzif, v'kila b'malka, u'belahav, upon the Lamala. He gets angry at his king, he gets angry at the Avodah Zarah, and then they turn to Shemayim, the Ksibasrei, and then the Pasuk immediately afterwards says, v'leretz yabit v'hinet zarah v'chesheicha. The Pasuk means to say, Dafgav the Kila Malka v'lehov, upon Lamala, even though he recognized how meaningless the Avodah Zarah was, and he started turning to Hashem, but immediately afterwards, that was temporary, was fleeting, and afterwards, ki el eretz yabit, he goes back to his Avodah Zarah. We learned in the Mishnah, machra mishkana, Rabbi Omer is considered an act of bittul, and the Chacham hold it's not considered an act of bittul. Ziri Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yirmi Ba'aba Omer Rav, chad Omer machleks b'tzarif av the Chacham. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where the Nachri sold Avodah Zarah to another Nachri who works with metals. So Rebbe's opinion is that the seller assumption is that this person is going to melt down the Avodah Zarah and sell off the metal, and therefore it's considered an act of bittul. And the Chum's opinion is that the other Nachri would not do something like that. Ava b'tzarif Yisrael, if it was sold to a tzarif Yisrael, so the Nachri does not assume that that tzarif Yisrael is going to keep the Avodah Zarah. That is the assumption is that he's going to melt it down. Then the halacha, and therefore the halacha is that it's not, it's an act of bittul according to everybody. There is a machlokes rishonim. If the Gemara here is speaking strictly, if it was sold to a tzarif, or if it was sold even to another individual. Rashi seems to learn that the Gemara here is speaking that it was sold to a tzarif, somebody who works with metal. So because he's a Yisrael, and because he's someone who works with metal, the assumption is that he's going to sell it, that the Yisrael is going to just melt it down and sell the metal. But if he wasn't a tzarif, then the halacha would be, the Nachri assumes that the Yisrael may keep it as an Avodah Zarah, or sell it further as an Avodah Zarah. Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says that even by a non-tzarif, given that there's always a value for the metal, so therefore Tosfos holds, the Gemara spoke about a tzarif because that's the case of a Nachri, and that's the chiddush by a Nachri. But by Yisrael, even if he's a non-tzarif. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim, that's if what is the halacha by Mishamsha Avodah Zarah? There, the Ravid's opinion is that certainly Mishamsha Avodah Zarah that was sold to Yisrael, again, Tzarif and not Tzarif, based on what we just discussed, it's certainly an act of bittul. Tosfos, however, quotes the Rashbam, who quotes Rashi, that Mishamsha Avodah Zarah, the act of Mechira, would not be a valid act, and therefore it's not considered a valid bittul. The Chad Omer, and one says, the Machloikas is B'tzarif Yisrael, that's where Rebbe holds it's a bittul, and the Chum hold it's not a bittul. And now, we need to understand, according to that opinion, what will be the case by Tzarif Nachri? And that's the Gemara's immediate question. Ibailuhu, B'tzarif Yisrael, according to this interpretation, B'tzarif Yisrael Machloikas, is Machloikas B'tzarif Yisrael, Aval Tzarif Ovid Kachavim Udvarakal Libitel. When you sell to Tzarif Ovid Kachavim, the assumption is that he's not going to just melt it down. Oidilma, this opinion holds, Bein Bezu Machloikas. The Machloikas applies both by Tzarif Yisrael and by Tzarif Nachri. Says the Maratoshma, the Omer Rebbe. Nin Devarai, Rebbe heard from his Rebbe that, Nirin Devarai, that Mechira is an act of bittul, Shemachr Lahavla, that it was sold to be broken. Divrei Chaveire, when and what they hold that's not a big act of bittul, Shemachr Lahavla, when it was sold to be worshipped. Mai Lahavla, so what does Rebbe mean? My, what do you mean when he said it was sold to be destroyed? Or my la'avda? And what was meant when he said it was sold to be worshipped? Ilem la'avola, la'avola malush. That when it was sold to be destroyed, it means that it was sold to be destroyed. La'avda means la'avda mamish, and was served to be worshipped. So according to that understanding, when it was sold to be worshipped, my tam demand on a bittel. Why would anybody say that it's an act of bittel? And when it was sold for destruction, my tam demand on a loy bittel. Why would anybody hold that that's not an act of bittel? Elalav lahavlo. If it was sold lahavlo, doesn't mean that it was sold to be destroyed. What does that lahavlo mean? It was sold to anyone, to someone who's lamisha osed lahavlo, somebody who will destroy it. Who is the individual who's going to destroy an Avodah Zarah? Or Manu, Tzar of Yisrael. And that's where Rebbe said, selling it to Yisrael will be constituted an act of bittel. Lavdai, and when the Brisa spoke about it was sold to somebody who's going to worship it, it means Lamasha Asa Lavdai, or Manu, Tzar of the Chavim. It means a Nachri. And the Brisa said that this is where the Chachamim we agree with, and this is where we agree with Rebbe. Shmami, no, the Beim is a Beim is a Machloikus. The Machloikus is in both cases. And now the Brisa is paskening, where do we follow Rebbe's opinion, and where do we follow the Chacham's opinion? Says the Gemara Loi. That's not the proper interpretation of the Brisa. Rather, Hachikam, and this is the way to understand the Brisa. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Dvarei Lechaverei, even the Chacham will agree to me, that kishemachor lachavloi, that it was sold for destruction, umanu, and it was sold for destruction to a tzor of Yisrael, because says Rebbe, shef chavarei lo nechlek lalai, my colleagues the chum don't argue with me, el kishemachra laavdai, when it was sold for worship purpose, avol lachavlo, but if it was sold for Yisrael, and who was sold that he's going to destroy it, mightily they're going to agree that it's an act of bittel. And that has nothing to do with our interpretation. So according to this, the machloikus of Rebbe and the Chachamim is only by Tzarif Nachri. But by Tzarif, the Gemara is going back to that opinion, that the machloikus is only by Tzarif Nachri, but by Tzarif Yisrael, everybody holds it's not an act of bittel. Meitzvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Allah Kreyach Gutois Ben Avdik Chachavim, if somebody takes broken pieces of silver from a Nachri, or Matzah Ben Avodah Zarah, and he found amongst those pieces of Avodah Zarah, imachlei nachum samos mashach, if before he gave money, he did an act of mashicha, yachser, he should just get back the Avodah Zarah to the Nachri, let the Nachri mevatel the Avodah Zarah, and then he could do an act of kinyan, because the whole mashicha was done on false pretenses. He thought he was buying coins, not Avodah Zarah. However, Mishnas Mas Mashach, if he paid money and he did Mashicha, Yoylech Liyam HaMelech. Because even though the Mashicha was done with a mistake, since it looks like you're selling Avodah Zarah to the Nachri, it's not Asur. So says the Gemara, Yam Bishlama, B'tzarif Yisrael Machlaikis, if we're going to say that the Machlaikis is by Yitzarif Yisrael, so we'll say that Harmani Rabbanani, that this price is following the opinion of the Rabbanan, that if you sold it to Yisrael, it's not bottle. Eliam b'tzar of the Kachav Machlekes. Ah b'tzar of Yisrael, divrako bitel, Harmani, this price that says it's not an act of bitel, that even if a Nakri sold to Yisrael, it's not considered mevotel, and that's why we have a problem what to do with this. So why? It should be bottle. Says Mar Shani Hasa. That's different. He says, when the Nachri knew he was selling Avodah Zarah, so in that situation, that the Gruta Zavin, that Avodah Kamala Zavin, when the Nachri knew he's selling Avodah Zarah, and he's still selling it to the Yisrael, he knows that he's doing it, L'shem Avodah Zarah, that he's doing it as an act of bittel. But in this case, it's not being done under that circumstance. It's being done for coins. He doesn't even realize he's selling Avodah Zarah. That has nothing to do with what we're speaking about. Tanabanan, love aleha. If a Nachri put up Avodah Zarah as security, or a building fell on the Avodah Zarah, and the Nachri is not doing anything to clear the rubble, to get out the Avodah Zarah. Oy shingavu alistim. What if the Nachri of the Avodah Zarah was stolen? Oy shinichu abalim. The owners just left the Avodah Zarah. Vachlum dinusiyam, and they just traveled overseas. In all these cases, im asidim laksabah, if they're going to come back afterwards for the Avodah Zarah, k'machamas Yeshua, like it happened in the time Yeshua, which the Gemara will explain, ain't a betela. And the Gemara taught us a number of examples, the same concept that it seems that the Nachri is not interested in this Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara's question is, why do we have to speak about each case individually? The Tzricha. Ditana lovalel. If we speak about a case where it was put up for security, Midlay Zovna, the fact that the Nachri did not sell it, Loy Bitla. We would assume that that's showing that he's not interested in being mevatlet. Avon nafla mepels. In a case where building fell on it, midle kamafnale, and he's not trying to save it, aim betuli butla, it should certainly be considered as being mevatlet sricha. Vitana nafla mepels. If we spoke about the case of mepels, mishum dem hasavar hamenaches, it's there, it's not going anywhere. And kol aim to bin alesh kinale. Whenever I need it, I will take it. Avil gonvu lestim, if it was stolen, midle kamahadur basrei, and he's not doing anything to try to retrieve it. It's clearly an indication, betul batla. That's why tzricha, that's why the Mishnah has to teach that even in this case, it's not batla. V'tana gavu listen, shem desavar, yav chakalei. Why is it not considered an act of bitl? Because he's saying, if a nachri stole it, mifla palachlei, he's certainly worshipping it. V'yisrael shakla, and if the one that stole it was a Yisrael, I did the me'er yikarim, since it has much value, so he's not just going to melt it down. Rather, what he's going to do is mazben lo loiv kachavim. He's going to sell it to another nachri upalak who will worship it. Avon nechua baal v'achlam dinas yom. Midlo shaklu ba'dayu. If the nachrim traveled overseas and didn't take it with them, that's clearly indication the betuli batle deus mevatlet. Therefore, tzricha to teach us that in all of these cases, it's not considered an act of bittul. So Ritva asked the question, so the biggest chiddush is that the Nachri traveled overseas and didn't teach us and didn't take it with him and still not considered an act of bittul. So shouldn't the Braisa have just mentioned this last case? And once the Braisa mentions this last case, we'll know that in all the other cases, certainly it's not an act of bittul. And Ritva responds that the way to understand this price is loizu afsu. That indeed it would have been adequate to say this case, but the price is taught loizu afsu. But the price did say, im asidim laksam kemachem Yeshua ene betela. Says the Gemara, what posh pshada means, it's just like the people from Canaan came back after Yeshua went to battle with them. Says the Gemara, midei mechem Yeshua ma'ada ha'ada, they didn't come back, they were wiped out. Says the Gemara, Hachikomer. The way to understand the Braisa is im asidim lachzer. If the Nachrim intend to come home, hareyu mechems Yeshua. Just like by the mechems Yeshua, the Amoraim, the Canaanim were convinced that they're going to prevail, and since they were convinced that they're going to prevail and come home, that's why Eloi b'teila. That's why it doesn't have, and that's why it's not considered bottle. But ask the Gemara, if the point here is, if the Nachri intends to come back or doesn't intend to come back, understandable. But ask the Gemara, why are we connecting this to what happened in that war? Answers the Gemara, Milsa a gavurcha kameshmalon. If Yisrael, as we discussed this halacha on Dafnun Aleph, if Yisrael picked up a brick with the intention to worship it, but he never actually worshipped it, it doesn't become Avodah Zarah. However, if now a Nachri came and worshipped it, the halacha is Asra, even though it's not his, And even though normally the halacha is that ein adam oiser dov shein shaloi, here we have this combination. We have the combination that the Yisrael did pick it up to worship it, and then the avodah zara was worshipped. So when we have that combination, it becomes an avodah zara. Where do we have this? Where do we learn this halacha from? That halacha from we learn from that melchama with Yeshua and the Meroyim, and that's why it's brought into this Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Menolan da Asra." How do we know that if Yisrael picked up the avodah zara and the Nachri worshipped it, becomes avodah zara? The Imri Emes makes a very powerful observation. The Imri Emes says that our Gemara is teaching us that if the Nachri had the intention of using this for avodah zara, if the Nachri had the intention of using this for avodah zara, the Yisrael, and the Nachri worshipped it, becomes avodah zara. So certainly, says the Imri Emes, in a reverse case, that if Yisrael shows that he wants to worship Hashem, even if he didn't actually yet have the opportunity to worship Hashem, but the fact that that is clearly his intention, that is a raya, that again becomes a raya of his sincerity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that very favorably. So said the Ramanol and the Asra, how do we know that this is indeed the halacha? Said the Mar Omer Abeloza, the Tchila of Eretz Yisrael. We look as what happened when Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says that when Klai Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, Vashreyim Tisrufu Ebeish. The Ashreyim, that the Avodah Zara trees should be burnt. So ask the Gemara, Mechti Yerushalayim, ever saying, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us going back to the time of Avram Avinu. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kum esalach ba'aretz, kilcha et nena. Vein adam oysa dov v'shen eshaloi. So how could the Nachrim have made the trees in Eretz Yisrael into Avodah Zara where they don't own Eretz Yisrael? So how did that happen? The answer is, Vein adam oysa dov v'shen eshaloi. V'im v'shem hanachtim mikara. If we'll say that these trees are there from before Avraham Avinu's time, says the Gemara, but Betuba Amasaglu, as we've been learning throughout our shir, it should be adequate that the Nachrim shemivatal dat avodah zara. Ella, what must we say? Mid the Palch Yisrael Eagle, since Klai Yisrael worshipped the Eagle, Gola the Tayu the Nichav avodah kavim. That act of worship, is considered that they wanted to be avodah zara. And therefore, and now when the Nachrim do the actual worship, they're doing it based on what Klai Yisrael wanted. And since they're doing it based on what Klai Yisrael wanted it, so that's why it becomes avodah zara, even though Klai Yisrael did not actually worship the avodah zara. Hachanami, Yisrael shezakel vein, and that's why the halacha that we are discussing, if Yisrael picked up a brick with the intention that it should become avodah zara, what does that show? Goli died to the nichle b'vetz kachavim. It shows that Yisrael is satisfied that this should be an avodah zara, and therefore, now when the Nachri worships it, we say Shlichasoi, the day covered, they consider the messengers of Klai Yisrael, and that's why it becomes avodah zara, even though it doesn't belong to the Nachri. Says the Gemara, who says that because that happened by the Eagle, is that a proof that that should be the case in all situations? The Dima by Eagle, the Nichlu, maybe only by the Eagle is that what Yisrael wanted. Not in any other circumstances. Amakra, answered the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Eilo Elohecha Yisrael. Melamed, from here we see that Klai Yisrael evil Elohus Harbe. Klai Yisrael had a propensity to avodah zara, not only the Avodah Zorah of the Egel. But ask the Gemara, Ema called by Ha'ad the Egel Nitzra. That, what happened by the Egel, should become Usur. But how do we know, B'kav Ve'elech, that after the time of the Egel, Nishtru, that everything else should become Mutter? Says the Gemara, Mamucha. Who is able? So now the Gemara gives a whole new answer. We go back to the beginning. We say that Klal Yisrael did tshuva, but we don't know which tree is from which period, and which tree was there before, from after Klal Yisrael did tshuva. Which tree was a tree that the Nochrim worshipped before Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael? Because we can't make any determination, that's why we have to be machmer. So I saw that the Imri Emes says that once we see that they wanted to worship Avodah Zarah, that's why, because of the chumrah of Avodah Zarah, we have to be most machmer and treat everything like Avodah Zarah, even though we're not quite certain what is and what isn't Avodah Zarah. Says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, when it speaks about Avodah Zarah, uses different wording. There the Pasuk says, Ki haris tahar seim, v'shabat tashavei ma'atzavoy seim. The Pasuk doesn't say that they have to be completely eradicated, they have to be burnt, like the Torah says by the Asherah tree. Why? He said, because in Parashas Mishpatim, is before the act of the Egel. So he says the entire pshat of our Gemara is only in a case where the Egel, after the act of the Egel, shows that they were interested in Avodah Zarah. But Parshas Mishpatim, which is before the act of the Egel, Parshas Mishpatim, which is before the act of the Egel, does not represent that. Says the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Shenichu Avdal. We have Avodah Zarah that its owners left it, abandoned it. B'shas Shalom, if they left in a Shas Shalom Materis, because that they're leaving shows that they're abandoning the Avodah Zarah. B'shas Melchama, but if it's wartime, so the assumption is that they ran away because of the war, and they intend to come back, and therefore in that situation, the Avodah Zarah is Asura. B'mesyoy Shemalachim, they used to put up like stands of the Avodah Zarah, pedestals, and when the king was traveling, they would put the Avodah Zarah on that pedestal, and the king would bow down to it. It's only used in a temporary fashion, and since it's only used in a temporary fashion, it's not considered an Avodah Zarah. So here we see that a Nochri abandoning Avodah Zarah is considered an act of bittul. What will be the halacha if a Nochri verbally is mevatel's Avodah Zarah? Presumably, based on this Mishnah, says the Mordechai, that it should be also considered an act of bittul. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that when somebody becomes a ger, he has to renounce Avodah Zarah. That, therefore, we should assume that all the Avodah Zarah of a ger become bottle, because he was mevatel it when he became a Jew. And based on that, he asks a question on a Gemara we're going to learn on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, that tells us that Rabbi Baravua would give advice to Gerim to sell all of the Avodah Zarah before they became Gerim, because after they became Gerim, they would not be able to sell Avodah Zarah anymore. Ask the Shlomo Kluger if I'm saying that as soon as the person becomes a ger, he is mevat, the act of geris is considered an act of bittul, so he should be able to sell them even after the geris, because he was already mevatel it. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger that the ger's bittul is only considered an act of bittul if he intends to use the Avodah Zarah, not for Avodah Zarah purposes. But if somebody becomes a ger, and his intention is to give away the avodah zara or sell them, the not bottle, because since he still is showing that this avodah zara should act in the form of an idol, therefore the act of geris is not considered an act of bittul, and that's why Rabba Baravu would advise them, sell them before. Another pshat that the Sefer Beis Shmuel suggests, that even though that when a ger becomes a ger, the act of geris is an act of bittul, he's still not allowed to sell them because it's considered lifnei iver, selling avodah zara. In order to avoid the problem of lifnei iver that he now is obligated in, that's why he would sell it beforehand. Amar Rav Yiri Ba'aba, Amar Rav Beis Nimrod, the migdal that the people of the Dor HaFloga built for avodah zara, harei kavodas kam shenichua evdeah b'sha shalom, it's like considered avodah zara that was abandoned, and the halacha is and therefore it's mutter. And the Rishonim, the Ritva says, the Gemara here is referring that the Migdal Eimer, that not all of that Migdal Bavel was destroyed, and we're talking about the part that was left over. Other Rishonim say that the Migdal, the base Nimrod, that's being discussed in our Gemara, is not the Migdal Bavel that we all know, but rather the Migdal that's being discussed in our Gemara is an avodah zara that was called based on the nidah. And the Gemara explains, even though when the Eibishter sent them away, maybe it should be considered like a shas mechama, says the Gemara, they still had the option to come back, but to consider an act of bittul. We learned from the Mishnah, the b'masoy shemalachim areil mataris, says the Gemara, because the Mishnah says that they only use it when they're traveling. So ask the Gemara, just because they're used only when the kings travel, why should that be a reason that it's not considered an avodah zara? Answers the Gemara, they're only put up when the kings travel. And sometimes, they end up taking a different route. And therefore, they were never really made for that express purpose. When the priest of the avodah zara see that the king isn't taking this route, the priests themselves don't use it for that purpose. And therefore, it's not considered mishamshe avodah zara, and therefore, mutares, they don't have the halacha of avodah zara.